This is Northwest News from KPLU. A major hurdle for someone getting out of prison is the debt they have to pay in restitution to their victims and court fines. Critics of the system say those payments can make it impossible for former inmates to turn their lives around. The state legislature is looking at making changes in the system. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story.
Michelle Domeries is a former drug addict. She was sent to prison in 2004. Upon her release, she says she struggled to find work and housing and support her children. On top of that, she recently told a legislative committee she tried to make payments on the $1,700 in fines she owed, but often couldn't.
I was always threatened with jail time and going back to prison for my inability to pay.
And she says because of the 12% interest charge, the amount eventually doubled. She says for many people like her,
the debt seems insurmountable.
Critics, including the American Civil Liberties Union, say the system amounts to a virtual debtor's prison. And they point to statistics showing that fees fall disproportionately on people of color. Bob Cooper heads a state association of criminal defense attorneys.
These are the same kinds of fines and fees that blew things up in Ferguson, Missouri. We need to really take a look at what it is we're putting on the backs of the people who are in the criminal justice system.
Cooper and other proponents of change say they aren't saying criminals shouldn't pay restitution to their victims, but that's only one portion of the legal financial obligations as they're known. Fines and fees can include everything from the cost of requesting a jury trial to the court cost for serving a warrant. The new law would give restitution priority so crime victims get paid off first. It would also eliminate the high interest rates on other fees, and perhaps most importantly, it would require judges to take into account someone's ability to pay. Opposition has surfaced mostly from county clerks who say rejigging the system could be costly for the courts. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.